You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We'll be right back. Confirmation on sensor.
The mute gods have been satiated, my lord. Okay, this is why I just said a moment ago, I wish there was sound on OBS. Goodness gracious. hello, everybody. I'm very sorry. We are like a solid 2 minutes in. So that is my oopsie. I am GM Capricious Nature, bringing back our Cyberpunk Nomad stream. Season 2, Session 3. I'm going to have my players reintroduce themselves, and we'll start that again. So, Mark, go for it.
I'll do the truncated version, because you get to hear me every Friday here as well. Mark, every Saturday for this game, Fridays for Fallout. It's the same time, isn't it? Yeah. And Sundays over at twitch.tv/heroesintheory4D&D.
Perfect. Thank you. Chuggy, go for it. Let's try that again.
All right. I'm Chuggy. I'll be playing T-Bar, the Nomad, tonight. And on Sunday and Monday, I stream D&D on my channel at Chuggy305 on Twitch.
Perfect. Thank you. Raven, go for it.
I'll be playing the solo / tech today. And you can find me all over the internet. At Doña Teresa Cuervo, you can find me here every Friday for Fallout Asia, and every Saturday for Fallout or for Cyberpunk Goes Nomad at Cyber Nation Uncensored. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Johnny. Go for it.
I'm Johnny Drop. You can find me lurking on the Cybernation Uncensored Discord under the same name. You can find me here every Friday and Saturday for these games. And you can check out my SoundCloud if you like at Arxen.
Perfect. Thank you. Vampire, go for it.
I'm Vampire Bites. You can catch me here every Saturday night playing Mojo, the lawman turned nomad. You can catch me at all sorts of other people's Twitch streams, cheering them on, as well as various Discords across the internets, and occasionally on my channel when I feel like streaming something.
Occasionally when you feel like streaming something. I guess, yeah. You need to get back into that seat. Come on. Keep them coming. I want to see more. I want to see more Raven. I want to see more Neon coming in. Y'all need to be on that stream more. And speaking of Violent Neon, go for it.
I am Violent Neon. I am joined today by Bastion, my furry. And you can find me here every Saturday playing your Domino, the resident driving nomad. And if not here, you can find me on Cybernation Uncensored's Discord. As Violent Neon.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. We are all. I'm even dropping in my little emotes, kitty. We're all freaking out over the cat.
He was demanding of attention, so.
Hey, at least you have a pet. I'm with my girlfriend here, stuck in an apartment that has banned us from having dogs or cats or anything, and I wish I could get a pet so much, so much. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am GM Capricious Nature. Drop in all of our links. Everything is up on our Twitch, and I have two more to add in on there for today. So to start us out, we've got our music today is actually being provided by two different sources. We are actually listening this morning to, or this evening, sorry, to Base Ape Records. Tim has sent me over a wonderful track called Faith, and I have brought that in for our Twitch stream here on on Cybernation Uncensored. And the second new one to add in is our premium.cyberpunkuncensored.com. This is the link to the Twitch starter campaign, Kickstarter campaign, an amazing set where you guys can find everything from dice towers to dice cases to these amazing dice designs that our glorious leader, Rob Mulligan, has been working with on getting prepared for everybody. And then one of the coolest things with it is that there's also a set of minis that you can purchase that have magnetic detachable features. So you can change out different body parts, weapons, the gear, all on these little characters. And for Cyberpunk Red, it works perfectly because it covers all of the core roles and it can be used across many different tabletop systems. So I highly recommend you guys go and find that. So those are our two new ones for today. Our normal ones that we have is that our main music is being provided by Helix Code over at Outworld Sounds on Twitch. You can find all of the supplements that we use over on Cybernation Uncensored, as well as from the Neon Red server, since we stole in a little bit of the wonderful drones that they had designed. And you can also find the Medicine of Red and the Vehicles of Red over there, made by my Fallout player, Stinkpalm, and Vehicles of Red made by myself. So feel free to check out those different links and stuff, but don't forget to, of course, come back and continue watching. But today we are continuing on to session number 3, and we have our players right now stuck in this small little settlement, a former little ghost town outside of Phoenix, Arizona, left over here in our nomad campaign. And we had a cave-in, and we had a run-in with dealing with empty buildings and more possible collapses, and then people started punching buildings and drop-kicking them, if I recall correctly. We had somebody try drop-kicking a wall. So we've been trying to set up and settle in and getting some awesome rolls from both of our techs here. And I'm going to pull up our player names or character names because Calamity and Remy both tried bringing in their tech roll ability for this. Remy built up a shelter that everybody was able to use. And Calamity started working on a special side project. And although there was an oopsie in her initial design, Calamity has spent a little bit of time over the last week talking with the GM and getting a new possible set up. So that's where we're going to be rolling back in. We've got our players in this small little area marked with the M on map. This is where they were supposed to meet with Mama Snyder, and she never showed up. We've got Mojo sending out a bunch of his lawmen over to Phoenix itself to start sussing out the situation a little bit, picking up supplies, and we've got our characters here trying to survive and live in this small encampment. So it's time for me to shut my face and for all of you to go ahead and start. So what are you guys doing? It's nice, very clear morning. There's literally not a cloud in the sky. It's around 8 a.m. Breakfast is being cooked. So what's going on with our crew?
Well, we are wanting to... We collaborated for a bit and decided that we want to spend the next 2 weeks just getting ourselves established here and situated, sussing out the land, maybe get everything repaired and up to snuff, and just, you know, take care of that, and then heal up, repair, and maybe run some side hustles. Just so that we can have a little bit more cash flow before we jump into maybe finding us a side job or an actual job to do in this area, or finding Mama Snyder, find out what's going on, and really get to the root of everything that's going on and figure out who the hell we are right now.
Alrighty, that sounds like a plan. We've got everybody looking right now to try and pass up some time. And yeah, we discussed that at the end of stream and a little bit off camera. One of the things that we noted was the fact that our players in real life have been playing now for many, many months. But at the same time, only about 8 days have passed in game. It's literally been like a week. So things have been going crazy, and literally the entire world for them has been turned upside down in the course of a week. And yeah, they need a break. And so we're going to be streamlining a little bit here. What I'm going to have you guys handle first is with the camp. If I can get all of you to please give me a basic tech check. Everybody, give me basic tech check, and we're going to see how well all of you work together on fixing up this area.
And there's one plus two in chat from Stinkbomb. Thank you. Basic. May I take it, since I only have a tech of three and no basic tech?
Yes, you can totally take it. Domino! Goodness gracious. Remy.
Look, I'm focused on, I have repairs to do on me and my car.
Yep.
Which one of these convenient up-and-coming nomaders that we want to reacquisition decided to damage getting it to me. So... Yeah, no. We'll be having some driver's ed repaired.
Okay. All right. So on here we've got heck of a lineup already. So T-Bar rolled in a critical success with a 20. And so T-Bar, is there anything that you are working towards other than just getting your vehicle fixed up, which we finished up on stream?
I believe I finished my vehicle last week, so. Yep.
So is there anything else that you want to build or set up? Trying to set up your own little camp area?
A drug lab? But
a drug lab?
I don't think I have the skills for that, so I will just help with fixing whatever I can, but I will do it very slowly and complain the whole time.
Actually, speaking of drug lab, if y'all make your way on over to the wonderful Medicine of Red that's up on the CyberNationUncensored.com, you actually can build your own little drug lab. Do you want to do that? Because that's a successful roll.
Kick the habit.
Why would he bother kicking the habit?
Come on. You're not thinking... You're not thinking about distribution. There's just no planning gone into this at all.
Yeah.
I have a drug lab in the middle of the desert.
That's where they all are.
Pretty much.
I mean, look at Breaking Bad. They did it in the middle of the Albuquerque desert. It tracks.
If that would work, I will.
I was on wheels. Oh, we could turn the AV into a mobile drug lab.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, you have a successful check on there to set up your own little lab. So on here, if you folks make your way over to the medicine in the time of red on page number 17, it talks about basic tech being used to fabricate street drugs, biotoxins, and toxins, as well as poisons. And on here, pretty much what it is that based on the core rulebook, you can use basic tech to set this stuff up and synthesize your own stuff. And so is there anything in particular that you would want to make? Because with your successful check, you'd be able to set up your own little lab. You could make caffeine. You could make some flicker. You could make some Bundy bars of your own. You could make Molly if you wanted. Nova Jane or even Stardust. Is there anything you'd want to make or just your own synth?
I can't make synth. Yeah, I was going to say the synth coat because I'm addicted to it. So,
So synth coat. Let's pull that up real quick. So synth coat. You have successfully made your own synth coat. You had your extra time set up. You were able to go into the, let's say you went into the old library using some of the old stuff that was there, set up your own little lab and stuff, and you were able to make yourself your own little set of synth coat.
All right. That sounds great.
And go ahead and do me a favor real quick. Roll a 1d6 for me. You made yourself two doses of synth coke over the course of about 2 days.
All right. So I will put that on my sheet.
Awesome. And Calamity, over here on a 9, it says your basic tech's at a 0? Is that right? Oh, you're muted.
I think so. That's what it
is. Okay. Hold on one second.
Did you want me to use... maker ability?
No. I was curious. I thought you would toss some points into there, but it's all good. So for a 9, you're able to successfully kind of clean up your area, make sure everything is maintained. And after the course of working on your former boosters you were building for your legs, as I said, it's we're covering this in about 2 days ish. You actually discover that you made an error somewhere along the lines in the design process, and you sit down to try and rethink the design. And we've talked about the rethinking of the design already, and if you want, now you can use your inventor check, and you can invent up your new set. Our DV is a DV-17. It's a one-day build. And instead of it being this larger boost, it's about half the size for about half the price. So go ahead and roll me your maker roll ability with invention, and we will get that rolling. That is actually perfect. That's what you needed. So you scrap your old model, you kind of take it back apart, you figure out, what the heck was I doing? I should just use this, and use a smaller propellant in it, and you get it all set up. And so you now have your boosters. We're at the half boost from what we discussed. Do you remember what the specific number for that one was?
Instead of 19, it was 10.
10. There you go. So you've got a 10-meter... 10-meter boosters that if you find a med tech to help you install, you could get installed. So would you want to wait till you get into a city, or would you want to try your luck with Kali?
I'll see if Kali can do it. Keep it in-house.
All right. So this actually gives me an opportunity. I'm going to pull over my handy-dandy table all over again. I was using this on stream yesterday for the first time, and holy crap. Sorry, one second. So you go over, you ask her if she can help out. She says, yeah, sure, of course. Give me a second. She just got a critical success. And so in the course of just a couple of hours, you were able to get it installed. I got a natural 20 on that. So that's a win. She's able to get it installed. You've got your cyberware for your legs with your 10-meter boost now. So we've got our successful inventor going on here over the course of those 3 days there. Domino, we got a 2 rolling out from you.
I feel better after my last 2 days, finally got some actual rest.
Yes.
And I get up and I'm like, nope, those ribs are still cracked. I'm gonna lay back down and not do anything. And I send Remy a message, hey, while I'm laid up, would you be able to help me with my armor and get it back up to where it needs to be in case something else happens?
Yeah, I'll do that. If you need your car worked on too, I can take care of that. I can do all sorts of stuff.
Awesome. Be careful.
The second Jack overhears Remy going, yeah, I'll work on your armor, he also just walks over, but they're like, way less courteous. He's just like, yeah, me as well. Thank you very much. You're a gent. And then just dumps his armor jack. Like, I imagine Domino was taking his armor jack off and he's like presenting it to him. Jack just dumps his armor jack on top of that and then walks away.
All right. Well, with Remy's natural 20 there, unnatural 20, I'm going to say that's a yes. You guys are all good on that. Both of you are able to get your armor repaired over the course of those 2 days, all the way up back up to full. And Remy as well. Let's see. How long does armor take to repair? Does anybody know offhand?
Just a few hours.
It's just, is that the 6-hour one? I'm trying to remember.
I think so. No, I think it's even less than that.
Give me 1 second. Roll abilities. No. Come on, let's go. Now, this is one thing I do have to say that I absolutely, absolutely love about the Cyberpunk Red Core rulebook, even though it's like 460 pages of bulk, is that the PDF is like instantly searchable. Like jumping into the search function, it takes like half a second. So, yay! Item repair. Let's see. Those are premium, yeah. So it takes a day.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're able to get both of those fixed up. So Remy, that's what you use your time on. You sit down, take out your pliers, you pull out the slugs, and you take out the little pieces of shrapnel and sew stuff back together. You've got your little sewing kit going on, and everything's all set for your time there. Is there anything else that you wanted to pursue, or is that what you're going to focus on?
No, not at the moment. That's all I'd be doing. That and rest.
All right. Yeah. And Domino, because you were able to kind of break away from your funk, I'm going to give you one more chance. Go ahead and roll your car mechanic. See if you can get that car fixed up. Once you walk out, toss your armor jack over to Remy. You're like, okay, that fender still looks a little bumped. The axle looks like it's misaligned. I'm not sure I can handle it today, though. And you crawl back into the back seat and pass back out.
Yep. It's good enough for now. I'll touch it tomorrow.
Fuck it. All right. So second day rolls around. Go ahead and make your second check on there. There you go. All right. So let's see. We got a 6 this time instead of a 1. Good. You're able to get your car repaired. You've been laid up for 2 days. The third day, you get back up. You're fully healed. You got your armor jack back on. You're starting to feel a little bit better. And you break out your toolkit. You're able to fix up your vehicle.
And while I do so, I would have called over some of the other nomads, the tech-specific ones, because I was able to become a better nomad and decided to put a roll cage in here too, so that there's, if anything else happens, my car has a little bit more structure in case somebody else decides to wreck it when I'm not in it.
Yeah. So while you're fixing it up, you're able to call some people over with an idea for adding in a roll cage. You're able to go around and scrap up some of the metal that was left over from some of the other vehicles that were left behind in this small ghost town, get it re-rolled and set it back in. And so now you've got a roll cage inside your car.
Sweet.
So we've got Remy repairing up the armor jacks. We've got T-Bar literally making his own drugs after repairing up his car. And he is now set for his needs. Calamity was able to get a new roll in and fix up your former design. Now you've got a 10-meter boost. Domino finally has a repair on his vehicle. And Mojo, with a roll in of 12. What is it that you were aiming to 14. Do this time? 14, right. That
was the plus two didn't get applied. My armor is only down by one, so rather than waste a day trying to fix it now, I'm just helping out setting up this as a semi-permanent establishment so that we can take our 2 weeks. And I want to kind of train some of the NPC nomads in firearms so that they can take watches and be guards and stuff like that. I would just want to give them very, very basic training for, you know, not deputize, but make them all capable of being more than just dead weight.
Fodder. More than just fodder. All right. Well,
I want them to be better than dead weight.
Yeah. In this case, we've got the majority of your players. Sorry, your cyberpunk assistants. What would that be called? Like the nomad group members. In the Cyberpunk Core rulebook, the majority of them are listed as disposable mooks. So, with your tech role, what I'm going to have you do right now, since you're trying to train people to be a little bit better with their weapons, go ahead and roll either shoulder arms or small arms, and we'll see if DV17, if you're able to beat that, then you will be able to upgrade some of our Snake Nation members.
Which weapons do they currently have access to? Is it like a rough, even blank? Because I've got base 14 for both of those, so I can train them in either one, depending on what we have more access to. I think I prefer shoulder arms. It's more versatile.
I'm just saying, in general, you could use either of them. When it comes to what they have, that's actually part of the generators that I use. So when they get brought in, that's randomly generated. So I don't know. It could be anything. They could walk in with a rocket launcher, for all I know. We already saw that happen with our scooter.
All right, let's go ahead and day one, we'll train them on shoulder arms then.
Okay. Let's see, what did we get? 21, hot damn. All right, roll me 1d6.
That reset.
All right, so two of the folks there were able to successfully get upgraded from our disposable mook up to mid-level lower lieutenants. So in that case, you've got two more folks inside of your Snake Nation that are a little bit better with their guns. And I'll let you make another roll for the second day.
See if second day, we'll go with handgun training.
This day was also very effective. Go ahead and roll me another 1d6. Damn, 3. So now you have a total of 5 people out of the 10. You were at 12 now. So just under half of the Snake Nation's new members or kind of returning members of your rebuilding efforts. They are now mid-level lieutenants, so a little bit higher than before. On the third day, do you want to try and make one more roll, or let the folks inside the group chill out for a minute?
We'll just go back to being general face, trying to get everything set up. You know, okay. All the background stuff that the camp needs for rebuilding.
All right. That actually works perfectly, because on the third day, your two lawmen return. They had come back into the camp. They've got the... goodness gracious, because you're level 5 or level 6 for lawman?
Five.
I believe they've got a kind of an old style, just souped up like little sports car that they use. That's of course Nomad style. They come rolling back into camp, and
they went in with Bears. They went in with Bears GMW.
Well, they're bringing in this new vehicle. So okay. You've got the one dune buggy coming back in. You've got one sports car coming back in. And you can see that between the two of them, they were able to get a pretty decent amount of supplies. I would like all of you right now, everybody in the in our crew, go ahead and roll me a 1d20. Everybody roll 1d20.
Well, we've got both ends of the spectrum covered and the middle.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right. I think I got all of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cool. So they come back into camp, and you guys are now set food-wise and medicine-wise for roughly 2 months. You would be able to camp out successfully for about 2 months with the equipment and supplies that you guys were able to scavenge up from the ghost town itself and from what they were able to gather in from the the city of Phoenix. And
what we already had from bags picking up at the Nomad Market.
Yep.
Because that was specifically just medicine and food.
Yep. And so on top of that, you also have them coming up to you. Let me pull out my little notebook. That is Fallout. And that's D&D. Okay, I don't know where I put it. Goodness gracious. So your lawmen come up to you, and what was the name of your lawman? Let me get that fixed up on my sheet.
Maxwell Parker, nicknamed Crushing, and Joni Agreeable Bennett.
So Maxwell Parker and Jody Bennett.
Jody.
All right. Maxwell comes up to you, and he gestures for you to come on over, and kind of gestures to you to walk over to where Domino is at, and he says, can I talk to you really quick?
Yeah.
And he walks over with you over to Domino, and he kind of leans down underneath the car because you're slid under, you're still working on your vehicle fix up, and you hear Maxwell speak down to you. He's like, hey, I got some news to share with you, man. Can you roll on out for a second?
Yeah, what's up?
And Maxwell looks at both of you. He's like, when we were in town, I was able to get this this car because there's an impound lot that we ran across, and in that impound lot, I found some motorcycles and some cars that all look to be Nomad.
Address.
He opens up his agent. He sends you a ping location. It's right on the outskirts of Southern Phoenix.
Cool.
anybody that wants to come with, I have to go check this out. I have to see if that's Mama Snyder's bikes.
Yes. This is something we need to do. Let's assemble and do it properly. Don't just go run off.
Right. Which is, again, I'm, let's get everybody together because I'm getting in my car and I'll wait for a passenger or three and then we can go. Because I need to find, make sure, because if it's not their bikes, I don't want to pull people away from setting up this camp.
Maxwell?
Yeah.
You and Jenny are kind of in charge.
Yep.
This is our new base for the current foreseeable future until we figure out what we're doing and where we're going. I'm going to take the corker. We're all going to go. If those are Nomad bikes, whether or not Mama Snyder's involved, we should probably see if there's other brothers in lockup.
Yep.
So I think we should all go.
All right. Okay. So what do you need us to do, boss?
Keep the camp set up going. This is our new permanent base camp for the foreseeable future. Hopefully we won't be gone long enough for you to need to worry about what comes next. That's for us to deal with. But we got to go investigate this first.
All right. No worries. We'll make sure stuff's running smoothly here while you're gone. And you see
him. If we're not back in a week, take over. Find other nomads and regroup and actually make a pack and family. That's my next plan of action anyway, after this.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the Snake Nation way, isn't it?
That's right.
And he gives you a thumbs up and he's like, all right, well, yeah, no worries. And he starts heading off to get Joni and start getting all of their stuff unloaded, all set up for the camp. Now, in the meantime, before we have Domino grabbing folks and heading out, two things. Number one, Handsome Jack, thank you very much for the gifted subs. Both of those are actually to two of my players, so I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. So we've got two gifted subs there. we've got a minus two.
A minus two.
So you got to give and take, give and take.
Yeah.
thank you very much, Jack. Appreciate that. And speaking of Jack, we've got Jack here, who also got his tech role. Devilish Jack Holmes, you got a 12. What were you aiming to do during the about 2 days off-ish?
Would be attempting to look busy whilst actually doing as little as possible. When he sees the guys training with the guns, pulls up a chair and very loudly armchair critiques their shooting, particularly with the handguns. And he's like, no, you're doing it all wrong. You're all stiff like him. He points over to Mojo. All formal and square shoulders. And they see it coming from miles away. Draw and fire, one smooth motion. And can I attempt to try and improve it a little bit more?
Yeah, go for it. Go ahead and roll me handguns. Or small arms. Holy shit. So you come up and you fucking quick draw and you're teaching them as well. Go ahead and roll me 1d6. If you get a 6, I swear to God. Okay. you're able to help two of them who were previously looking at roughly mid-level lieutenants. They are now up to hardened status, so you were able to get them taught even better and improving their weapon usage. Mojo to Domino, can this run wait a few more days? Don't really. Okay, we'll deal with that in just a second, guys. I got to finish up with Jack. So you've got 2 days where you're going over, you're critiquing Armchair General. Armchair General and everything.
Yeah, it would be like a rusty old deck chair or whatever it is that they probably carry around with them, and he's just sitting there in the desert with like a cooler of beer. No, that's wrong. That's right. And then I kind of rambles over there, fires from the hip and pings all the bottles off the fence with no problem. And then I'd imagine like with Mojo being, you know, a former lawman and he's like more formally trained, whereas Bear just kind of taught Jack how to shoot in the middle of the desert just like this, and he's just kind of done it his own way ever since. So it's more of an informal kind of relaxed posture. He pretty much always fires from the hip. Whenever he's firing the revolver, it's a draw and a fire from the hip. And he kind of, with the people that look like they're not getting on with the way Mojo's instructed them to, he's like, well, that's not working for you, so perhaps you want to try this instead. And then, as we've discussed with the roles, that obviously that's sort of what happens. And, other than that,
just trying to look busy.
Pretty much that would cover it.
All right. So the crew here for those first couple of days, everything's getting set up nice and smooth. You're training people how to use weapons. You're getting things repaired. You're fixing up the buildings and you're getting the camp set up. At this point, sleeping inside the camp after about 3 days of hard work and dedicated repair work, sleeping no longer would require a check. So all of you are now comfortably set in. And on the third day, as I said, we had our two lawmen coming back, about 60 days total now worth of supplies in which you guys could successfully sustain your needs for about 2 months, as well as a nice new little sports car that they were able to pull in from a nomad lot. And we had our Mojo and our Domino getting pulled to the side and getting warned about seeing not only cars, but also some motorcycles in this junk lot in the southern reaches of Phoenix. So we'll pick back up there. We're on our third day. Take it away.
Okay. So a little bit of meta, just because I know that at least Calamity is involved, or she downgraded her project, so it's done now.
Yep.
Or it's still midway for it.
She was supposed to spend a week on it, and so with that, she had her days burned where she wasn't able to do anything extra, and then her secondary project was just a single day build. Yeah, okay. So she's all set.
Okay, so the entire team is technically available.
Yes.
So the meta of taking 2 weeks downtime and running side hustle looks like it's going on the back burner so that we can perform one or two rescue missions. We've got Silver, then we have information from Calamity, and we have some nomads in the southern outskirts of Phoenix. Phoenix is a lot closer. I think we should check them out first.
What information do we have about the other person? I don't recall that.
Silver. Calamity? Silver was contacted by Calamity, and Silver had said that her and the other members of the Aldecaldos were trying to lay low. A bunch of them were dead, and they fled Night City. They were outside of Los Angeles, and they were going to keep moving.
I forgot. It was like a month ago now, so...
Yeah, I know. We keep having to take so many breaks. This is 'tis the season for all of the holidays, and we're going to be talking about that at the very end because we've got more breaks coming up soon. So yeah, So you were told that they were outside of LA, but Calamity would have also heard her mention specifically that they were going to keep moving. So if a rescue operation was done, you would have to find their updated location.
Yeah. All right, so that's yet another reason to start with the Phoenix Impound lock, and then from there, look for the local jail to see if anybody's in lockup.
All right. So, what are you guys going to do in that regard? What are we doing?
All right.
Getting in my car and waiting for the rest of the group to either get in or not.
You'll see Jack cop into the passenger seat like straight away and just like, are we going to be doing crimes?
Maybe.
Entirely possible.
Asking you.
How many seats do you have?
Yeah, right.
Domino?
I can fit all of us.
I'll jump in to the car back seat, passenger side.
Okay.
Or middle seat, middle row, I guess.
Driver, passenger, two in the back, and then two more behind that in the trunk.
Yeah, you can fit six, right?
Yep.
Yeah, with the extended seating and all that jazz.
Yep. I'm going to take my own vehicle.
I'm gonna sit in right behind Jack.
I'll ride with my partner in Mischief.
All right, so Domino
playing Overwatch.
Yeah, Domino, you've got Mojo, you've got Jack. Where are you going to be going, Remy?
Begrudgingly, not riding shotgun.
All right, so Domino, you've got the three of them. So you've got one in the passenger seat, two right behind you. And T-Bar, you and Calamity climb up into your AV, and the lot of you set on off.
As soon as I hear three clicks,
I've got the biggest.
And I put my seatbelt on.
Okay. As soon as I hear the clicks of the seatbelt, I'm gunning it.
Domino, if you drive us headfirst into traffic again, this shotgun's going in the back of your head.
Mojo is going to definitely click the seatbelt. But also, who has headsets? Who has the comms units?
I have a radio headset.
Okay. Let's stay tuned to each other's channel. So at least there's one in the air and one on the ground that has audio.
All right. So yeah, you all start setting off. And M right here marks our makeshift camp. And the location that you were all told about is right down in the southern side of Phoenix. And so after about an hour of off-road driving and, of course, flying, the lot of you can see kind of the what's that called? Like the skyline of Phoenix itself. And to my knowledge, it's not really all that pretty.
Let's not go through town.
Yeah,
let's go around town.
Exactly. There are a couple of buildings that are a little bit bigger. Just pulling up an image that we can have a visual at least for our Twitch audience and our YouTube audience. So you can see the skyline. It is what it is. It's kind of lame. Phoenix, Arizona itself during this time is literally a pass-through area. They're no longer any form of economic growing juggernaut anymore because the lack of water, lack of food makes it a little bit more difficult to live out in the middle of the desert. And since there is very little centralized government, they don't really have much to live on. And so you're able to literally circumvent the city, make your way south. And as you head south towards the southern reaches, you start to see where this ping was specified for. You're able to see that there is literally this massive impound lot. It is filled with junked cars from literally the last 80, 90 years. Literally hundreds, if not thousands, of vehicles, scrap. Everything that a tech could ever drool over and everything a nomad could ever need. But all of it is inside of this gated, fenced off area. So you guys see this. What are you going to be doing?
Beelining straight. Going straight towards the, like, if I see an entrance type thing, that is what I'm going towards. And point up next to whatever office there may be.
Try that one more time. Beelining and what?
Beelining straight to the entrance area, and if there's like an office building or a shack set up for like the welcome, like, hey, come talk to us first and we'll let you see the lot, and going there first.
Okay.
And parking in front of it.
All right, cool. That's what I was just trying to double check. You're able to pull up straight in front. T-Bar kind of lands, I'm assuming, outside, or do you go into the fenced area?
I was actually going to fly over and ask Calamity to see if she sees any motorcycles that look new.
Okay.
Or recent.
All right. I will actually have Calamity go ahead and roll me a perception check. And T-Bar, go ahead and roll me a flight or piloting check. See if you can do this somewhat covertly. Holy damn. All right. We got a 20 and a... Nothing. 28. Holy fuck. All right. So you're able to whack that way out of the park, and we will jump on to you guys in just 1 second. So you guys are coming in a little bit slower, way up high, trying to take a perceptive look down. And Calamity, you're sitting there with your rifle, looking down with your scope, trying to look at what's down in this lot. In the meantime, we have Domino pulling up to the front of this building, or front of this gigantic lot. And yes, you do see a small building that's there. Sitting inside it, you literally see this just morbidly, morbidly obese man, probably 700-800 pounds, just disgusting lump. Sitting with a tiny little fan that's just blowing on his face as he's sitting there behind a computer. And he sees you pull up and just kind of cocks you this glance like, oh.
I get out and I walk straight up and I was like, some friends of mine were here the other day and they said that you have some motorcycles here that came in recently. I want to see them.
Motorcycles? Yeah, I got motorcycles.
Ones that came in within the last week or two.
Yeah, got some of them. Some of them impounded bikes. It's been sweet business here.
What happened? Can you tell me anything about it?
Go ahead and roll me human conversation.
All right. Conversation. I'm going to put 2 luck into this.
All right. And we do have a +2 in chat, but that quote unquote has been exclusively assigned to Calamity. So
I think
there was also a -2 from earlier that we haven't learned yet.
I will be using that at some point, don't worry.
I think there was an earlier +2 that I would also like to claim.
All right. I'm keeping track, don't worry. Trying to do my best to keep my eye on chat because absent.
Can I make a bureaucracy roll to help his conversation?
Ooh, ouch. Yeah, go ahead. If you're able to get the DB I've got set for this, you can kind of swoop in and help him out.
I'm gonna burn all 4 of my luck right up front, because otherwise I'll forget about them.
How many points of luck did you throw into it, Domino?
2.
2, all right. There you go. All right, so our DB for this was a 14. So you were one short. Mojo rolls on in, and he kind of backs you up and pats you on the back and starts talking with you. And he just sits there. He's like, well, about a month ago now, we got Metacorp coming in and cleaning up all them roads for them pesky fucking nomads. They're just messing everything up, riding through town, shooting that shit. So,
Yeah, Metacore came in here, wrap shit up, and we've been impounding them bikes left behind and reselling and scrapping. And you see him just kind of lean over towards this bucket and just spit out a huge chunk of chewing tobacco. It's like, yeah, so it's been pretty sweet business.
Do you know where the nomads are that they rounded up?
I mean, some of them have been, well, some of them have been killed, some of them have been arrested, and I don't know. Their AVs coming in and out of town pretty much every day now. They're heading out east.
East?
Yeah, heading straight out towards the desert. I have no idea.
Let us see those bikes.
Yeah, come on in. Your friend here seems to be a little bit more business savvy. You got the Eddies to be buying?
If we find something we like.
Can I get some assurance?
Have a wad of the eddies and just kind of flip through it and tuck it away.
I'm not sure you understand how to grease palms here, friend.
I'm not sure you understand what we're asking. We're asking to see the bikes.
I'm fully aware of that. And I gotta make sure my stock's protected because there's... And he kind of leans over. You can see him just kind of shifting. He's like, there be four of you and just one little old me. And he spits out another glob.
If we were going to hurt you or kill you to steal your inventory, why would we bother talking to you first?
I don't know. You see him kind of just scratching the side of his face. And he's like... My palm still ain't greased, though, buddy.
Shotgun up to his head. Well, maybe you can grease it with some gray matter, or you can show us the bikes.
And that's what I'm worried about. And you hear him whack a little button on his desk. His security shutters come on down. And the gate remains closed. And while a lot of you are dealing with that, we've got Chuggy. And we've got Calamity up in the air. Calamity, you rolled a 20. We have T-Bar rolling around up there with a piloting of freaking 28. So you're able to go in kind of low. Calamity's kind of high without being spotted at all. And Calamity's able to see down. And you're able to find literally a smorgasbord of different kinds of vehicles. Everything from brand new models, like models that are cutting edge, brand new released in the area, way older models, and you do in fact see a set of motorcycles. You see a lineup of them, probably about 10, of all different various makes and models.
Anything brand new looking?
Snake
Nation. Like before the vehicles were marked before the acid rain, I was just wondering if maybe the motorcycle still had any kind of mark.
Not have been. Go ahead.
I was going to say they may not have been in California during the acid rain.
Yeah. You're looking specifically, Calamity, you said, for are they newer kinds of motorcycles? You do see a couple that look like hardcore street bikes, like 1,000cc street bikes. You also see a couple that look like more along the lines of older, like Harley models, cruisers.
I'm generally looking for what T-Bar asked me to look for.
The Snake Nation logos?
Mm-hmm.
You are unable to really see those from a direct top-down view.
Tap him on the shoulder. I'm not making out what I can't make anything out. I need to get closer.
So I'll radio down to them. I could see some bikes up here. You guys getting in there or not?
We're currently providing a distraction for you.
I will say, well,
I'm gonna give that as low and under my breath as possible, just in case you can hear through those shutters.
So I will get down lower, so that hopefully try to drop actually
into the yard,
yeah, by the motorcycles.
All right, sounds good. And holy shit, we've got Handsome Jack jumping in here with even more gifted subs. Thank you so much, man. Really, really appreciating it. You're definitely brightening up a couple of people's days on here, including Stink Palm, who is another one of my players. So, yeah, this is awesome. Thank you very much. And with our Chuggy's T-Bar trying to figure out if he can just kind of duck down straight into the lot, go ahead and roll me a piloting check.
Be careful, there may be automated defenses.
Holy shit, yeah, you're able to literally, in the middle of the air, T-Bar just kind of slows down and just turns off the thrusters and like a rock out of the sky, and then just turns them right back on just above the surface. You guys can see this from outside. You see this tiny little speck way above just drop straight out of the sky like a rock and then just stop about maybe 5 meters off the ground. T-Bar, with his fancy flying all over again, you're able to literally stop right above where the bikes are at. Calamity, you get a very good look at them at this point. Both Calamity and T-Bar, you can see that these vehicles, some of them look like they are Aldecaldos. Some of them look like they are Snake Nation. Some of them look like they are, like Japanese-style Tiger Claws. They've got pretty much everything here. It seems
none
as if...
None of them are marked like Baba Snyder's bike, are they?
None of them specifically have the writing Mama Snyder's bike on the side.
I'm going to jump out.
All right.
Hey, D-Bar, take some pictures and send them to Domino's agent.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right, so in the meantime, we've got Jack and we've got Remy. The two of you chilling out in the car, you see Domino and you see... goodness gracious, my brain. Domino and Mojo walking on up. Both of them are talking and chattering with this literally like full booth of a man who's kind of messing around on his computer. Then all of a sudden you see Mojo whip out a shotgun. He whacks down on a little button and these shutters slide down outside of his little booth. What are the two of you doing while all this is going on?
Like I was saying, have you ever considered sort of your own sort of late night talk radio? I mean, you got the voice for it, lad. Seriously. No? And then the shutters come down.
Oh,
fuck!
Oh, son of a bitch.
Every time. Why do we send someone who has the people skills of a potato to do the talking? I'm sitting... Oh.
It gets out of the car. Just Jack will just kind
well,
of open
I was
the door.
To a potato.
And Jack open the car door and kind of just put one foot out to look around. Other than the shutters having come down in front of the guy, does it look like him whacking the alarm has done anything else?
So both Jack and Remy, go ahead and roll me perception checks. All right, so we have an 11 and a 12. Why do you have a -4, Remy?
I still haven't slept well.
Yeah, you guys have had 3 days.
Yep.
Yeah, we're all good.
Yeah, you guys are all set for sleep. Reroll that. Take that -4 off. Come on.
Well, just call it a 16 then, right?
Yep.
I could just call it a 16, or do you want to re-roll it? Your call. Oh shit. Okay. Well, there we fucking go. All right. So no, don't call it a 16. Call it a, what is that? 30 something. I don't even know. I can't math.
25.
Yeah.
This is a tabletop live stream, not a math session. So it's a number that's high. So, yeah, so you've got, like 70 something. I don't know. So you've got a very high number. And we've got an 11 there. So Jack, you're just kind of looking around. You seem a little bit more distracted by the fact that dust is coming up on your boots, and that dust and dirt from the road is it's a little bit more orange than you're used to, which just doesn't jive with your leather boots very much. So it's making you a little visually aesthetically uncomfortable.
Looks down, beats the dust off. Oh, we were busy.
Remy, on the other hand. Yeah. We were busy. Wait, what's going on? Remy, on the other hand, you're able to see that not only did the shutters come down, but very similar to what happens on vending machines or vendit machines, you can see a couple of sets of what are called flamethrowers pop up on the top of this little booth. Directly above where Domino and Mojo are at.
Y'all hotheads better scatter. You gonna get real toasty real quick.
All right, and that's what you were able to shout out and barrel out before our initiative. So, do we need to roll initiative? I don't know. Mojo and Domino, what the heck are you gonna do?
I'm shooting him.
Oh, my lord. All right, roll initiative.
I got a 14.
All right. Everybody, go ahead and roll initiative. I'm going to set this up so that we can go through cycle. All right. And I'm going to break out my handy-dandy notebook. Oh, wait, no. I don't need to do a notebook. I have the notes function on here. Oh. Second. Oh my lord, you guys just filled my screen. There we go. Cool. All right, so our initiative, don't want 40. There we go. All right, so initiative. So Mojo, you're at 12. Remy is at a 13. T-Bar is at a 13. Calamity is an 18. Okay, so we're going to have Calamity. Calamity, Calamity, so you're at a 18, then we're going to have T-Bar, 13.
Aren't I at the top of the order for me to get a vehicle?
Yes, you are. Oh, wait, yes, yeah, you didn't step out, right, okay, so T-Bar, you are still up at the top. Mabi, I thought you stepped out with Calamity, but no, she just hopped out because that's what Calamity do. And then we've got Jack. And where is Domino?
It's a 14. I rolled it right after he hit the button. I rolled my initiative, so got a 14.
Okay. So, first up is going to be T-Bar, then Calamity, Domino, Remy, Mojo, Jack. Perfect. All right, so, T-Bar, what are you doing?
So, in reality, I'm not sure how big an AV is, but I know I have all this, like, a heavy chassis and can haul a lot. I'm wondering, is it possible that I could drive, like, actually load some of these bikes into the AV and just steal them?
Think about a short bus.
Like, I don't know actually if the AV is big enough that I could actually bring it inside, or if like I have to to drag it, like tow it, I guess is the question.
So that is actually a very good question. And let me pull up our vehicles of red, and I can check on there, because it actually specifies what kind of load capacity you can use. So we have an AV3, and yeah, AV3s are usually a lot smaller than AV4s, AV7s, or even AV9s.
Right, and I have the heavy chassis, right, but I have that heavy chassis Nomad upgrade that adds 10 tons to my capacity.
Right, but that's not necessarily inside.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know the size inside. I'm purely asking. I have no idea.
You would not be able to fit in. You would not be able to fit in a bunch of motorcycles or cars into there. The AV9
it's supposed to be like
or
a Blade Runner.
Yeah, the AV3 AeroCop is literally like a four person. It's like a sedan that flies with police.
Okay, I thought it was a little bigger, but all right.
I think
yeah,
the Blade Runner cop car.
I'm gonna try to look around to see what looks valuable in the area because I plan on stealing something here before we leave.
So go ahead and roll me a perception check. And if this is successful, I'm going to have you roll one more check.
I will use 4 luck.
Oh my lord, all right.
So 18.
All right, yeah, that passes up the DB that I was looking for. So go ahead and roll me, because I know, as always, this is not D&D, and my brain still thinks on D&D even a year later, so give me one second. Give me a deduction check. Yeah, deduction.
That's about what I expected.
You see a lot of valuable vehicles, and you can't seem to make up your mind on what looks the most valuable. But what was already mentioned is that there are several different kinds of cars here. Some of them are collector's vehicles, possibly. Some of them are new vehicles. Some of them are like the street bikes and stuff. Those can get pretty pricey. But you have no idea internally what values.
Do any of them have any cool flames on the side? Or like cool paint jobs?
Pick a high or low. Say high or low.
High.
All right. Very much so, yes. There is a... I'm going to roll on here to see what vehicle it is. Number 2. So let's pull up our vehicles of red. Boo-boo-boo.
Daybar is a man with his priorities and all done.
His priorities.
Wait, this one has a shark teeth along the nose.
That would be awesome.
You find a micro car that has an amazing just fire design right along the side. It looks classy as fuck. It's got like matte black paint with like super high reflective fire designs on the sides.
Oh, I guess that's what I would be using my turn, like after I look for it, to like maneuver the AV into position to hook up the toe thing to steal this vehicle.
All right, you pull your AV3 over to this little micro car that literally it looks almost like our modern day microcars. It's just a two person vehicle, but it's got this sick ass paint job. You start getting yourself set up. All right, perfect. Calamity, you see T-Bar pulling away and very oddly enough stopping right above a little micro car and then pulling down right in front of it and starting to get his stuff set up. What are you doing now that you are right next to all these motorcycles?
I'm gonna use my agent to check in with Mojo and see how it's going.
All right, you can have a real quick conversation. Go for it.
Very quietly mention that we have a situation in the office.
What situation?
The shopkeep decided to shut himself in with some protective gear.
Do we need him out? Or dead?
Either would work for me.
Okay. I was going to mess with the bikes. Now I'm gonna, now I'm looking for something particular in the yard. Is there anything about the size of a wretch? Or a heavy forklift or a crane?
What's a wretch?
A wretch is something like you use it for picking up and moving shipping containers.
Okay. I don't know particularly what that is, but you do see kind of what would be like a what are those called? Like a bulldozer kind of thing. It's got the forklifts on the front, because I know they use those over a lot of car lots.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'm gonna go over there and see if I can hotwire it.
All right. Go ahead and roll me. Let's see. Is this going to be? All right. Go ahead and roll me a check on security tech.
Okay.
You're able to get up to this bulldozer with little forklift on the front, and you start pulling at the handle on the side. And as you try yanking on that, it doesn't seem to open up for you. You lean over, you see it's got a little input pad on the side. You try doing something with it, but it doesn't seem to open for you. 0000 does not always seem to work. But you're over there. You've got that vehicle in your sights now. Let's see. Next up is going to be Domino. You hear Mojo talking on his intercom. You hear the of that vehicle dropping down. You see the little turrets pop up and point directly down at you. And I see a roll of 23. That is a hit. I don't even need to ask. All right, 12 damage. Give me one second.
I'll show you what the trash that you think Nomad are can do.
Let me pull up Venditz. Because, automated turret, thick steel. See page 214. There we go. Okay, cool. You fire at it, and your damage...
I fire on him. I fire on the fat man.
Oh, the shutters are down, so you're firing at the shutters then?
Oh, wait, oh.
Yeah, they're already
okay,
down.
Okay, I thought we were close in the office with him.
No, you were outside.
Okay. Misunderstood all of that then.
Sorry. Think of it like one of those called, like the ticket booths on like the freeway, or not the freeway, on highways,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
I'm from Chicago, we have a billion of them.
Yeah. Actually, it whacks the panic button and the shutter comes down in front of them.
Yeah.
Really on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are those called? Ticket booth! There we go. It's like a ticket booth on an expressway. There we go.
Yeah, then... Sorry, I wasn't registering that.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'd like to...
You've got these two turrets that are focusing on you. That's why I was saying I don't even need to ask. Do you want to shoot them?
Yeah, no. I want to get... I'm going to back away from... I'm going to... Does it look like it's possible for me to get around behind that building that he's in?
Yeah, it's just a tiny little booth area.
Okay, and if I were to get behind it, would I still be in line of sight of the turret?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, then...
I'm assuming they swivel.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go back to my car and I'm going to say, hey, Remy, can you load your arm and kind of blow that place up?
All right, so you want to run back to your car instead of shooting?
Yeah, I'm going to get behind my car and take up a defensive position.
Okay. All right, so you hop back behind the car. Yeah, so you get behind there. You ask Remy to load up the arm. Remy, what were you saying? Sorry.
You want me to use my last grenade?
I want you to blow that fat man up. I'll pay you for it if I have to.
To attempt to blast what I can only assume is an armored booth. Otherwise, what would be the point of the security shutters for a mess that you and Mojo created?
We didn't create. I'm just trying to get our family back, and this fat son of a bitch threatened us.
He threatened you? You do some reckless shit when you are, you know, hot-headed.
I wasn't the one talking. If it had been me, I would have gone in there with my gun and I would have put it against his head. But I, you know, Mojo was there and he was smarter and then, well, he drew his weapon.
I gotta stop you here. This is way over 6 seconds. Because we are in initiative order. So you get back, you start chatting with Remy, asking him to load up his grenade launcher. You are set up. Remy, it is your turn. So what are you going to do? He's trying to make his argument. What are you going to do?
But I cannot get wrapped in whatever this is going to spiral into. I will, and I hand him my grenade, and I get back in the car.
So pop out the grenade launcher, remove the grenade, and hand it to him. All right, and you use your turn to get back in the car. Totally your call. All right. Cool. Mojo, it's your turn.
Mojo's going to walk calmly back to the car.
Okay. So you walk calmly back to the car.
Hey, D-Bar, what's the situation out there?
I almost got this car hooked up. Just give me a little bit of time and I'll be ready to go.
More light.
All right.
I gotta ask real quick because it's blowing my mind right now on the video. Is your arm moving or is that the filter that's freaking out on your arm?
It's my arm's moving. It's an ADHD. Oh. My leg is bouncing and my arm is resting on my leg.
Gotcha. Okay. I was like, is there something wrong with my video feed? Am I going crazy? Okay, no, that's fine.
No, it's just me.
No. You're fine. I have the exact same thing. My foot's going at it right now. So totally understand. Yeah. All right. So Mojo, you make a radio call over to T-Bar. You're asking him. Jack, it's up to you. What are you doing?
So they were, I don't know whether you let it slip, but you mentioned they, or was it intentional? They're flame turrets that are on the roof of this thing.
Yes, they are flamethrower turrets.
Oh, I imagine that'd be quite obvious because they've probably got the pilot light in front of the nozzle. From where they are on the roof of this thing, if I were to dash across and put my back, hunch down and put my back to it, is that going to be out of range of a turret that's like? I'll be underneath the rate, like, because if it's in an elevated position, can it tilt all that way down? That's what I mean.
Yeah, because that's what the Vendit's automated turrets are designed to do, and this is pretty much exact same thing. He literally right now looks like he is the contents of a vending machine now with armored slats, and there are these little turrets looking around. They're pointing straight
at can we still see his face?
No, he's behind the armored slots.
I was going to say. All right. I'm still in the car. All right, I'm going to shout out to the guy in there. Look, you'll have to excuse my friend. He's not versed in the ways of bribery. Just, look, we just want to go in and have a look at the bikes. I'll go in there with you by myself if necessary. And I'm afraid if you don't acquiesce to our request, our friend there in the sky will leave your little booth a smoking crater. Believe me, he's got the payload to do it. I'm going to try and bullshit him into hopefully...
Go ahead.
Paying attention
and...
to the stealthy, sneaky thing going on back in the yard.
Yep. Now he is aware of what's going on there. Go ahead and roll me. Is intimidation in this system?
No.
No.
Face down?
Persuasion.
Go ahead and roll me persuasion. We'll use that for intimidation. Sure, yeah, because that makes total sense, right? I see a bunch of folks on here. Yeah, Michael Carr with flames. Yes. What 000 is all my passwords? Lost the interwebs for a second. Anyone go murder hobo while you were away? Almost.
We're almost.
I am trying to prevent the murder hobos. They are trying to be the murder hobos. And Jack is rolling a persuasion of 20, and I'm going to roll against you now. Hold on 1 second. You hear his thick, raspy voice calling back. I was like, I ain't afraid of no bullshit you're doing. Who the fuck's in the yard? You hear that through this little loudspeaker that's on the side. He's like, who the fuck's in the yard? Then you hear a couple of clicks. Oh, God damn it. And the little loudspeaker goes off. And a small little red light on the top of the booth starts to revolve. You would have totally gotten that because you got a 20, but I got a natural 10. So, yeah, that was actually really close.
Playing to my strengths. I don't have anything else. I just look at. I after he does that, like I just shoot daggers at Domino. Like
it wasn't me.
Fix it, both of you. Fucking knuckleheads. Fix it. And then, like I'm still in the car, right? I will just like duck down on the.
Duck down below where the window goes. Got it.
How far?
Yeah.
How far is the parking lot from and where we're parked from these turrets?
Well, you've got the little toll booth. Then your car is right next there because you said you pulled up right in front of it. There's the gate ahead of you that's closed. So the distance between those turrets to your vehicle is about 10 meters total. Or sorry, not even 10 meters. It'd be like, what, 5 meters? Yeah, about 5 meters away.
Okay.
And the gate in front of you is about another maybe 5-10 meters. But T-Bar, you're out there. You've got your little microcar with them flames, them fancy flames. I got some folks in chat who are super excited for your new microcar. So
as much searching as I did, I could not find the MyMy P126 from 2077 in that paint job. But I did post in our channel in Discord.
Okay.
A picture of the MyMy.
So
T-Bar can see what he's getting.
So I understand that I overheard now that there are under attack by the booth?
Yes.
How far away from the booth am I?
Let's find out, because this was supposed to be a pretty big lot. You are about... Wow, I can't math. I really can't math. Holy mother of God. Okay, give me 1 second. This is why I teach history, not math. You are 24 meters away.
24 meters.
Yeah, you're a bit of a distance into this place. You're about 24 meters away. And previously, you were able to be quite sneaky, but they have now pointed out your position.
Is it possible I'm 26 meters away?
You are 24 meters away.
All right, I will back up a little bit with the car cooked up still.
Okay.
To being 27 meters away.
All right. So you lower down, you kind of latch onto the car. Grabs onto it, lift it up, start pulling back. So yes, you have,
then,
as Vampire said, one of the little Mai-Mais there. You have one of those now dangling from the bottom of your vehicle with flames.
I will use my, I use 3 luck or 4 luck. So I'll use 2 luck and fire on the booth with the heavy machine gun and full auto fire.
Right. All right. So heavy machine gun, auto fire.
It should be 15 DC at this range, I believe. 26 to 50.
Yep. Go ahead and roll.
So with the 2 from the autopilot, mm-hmm. 1 from the excellent weapon, that's 19.
Yeah, you
and
got
then
it.
The 2 luck would be 21.
Yeah, you got it.
So it looks like I hit by 4. 4 over the DC.
So, oh yeah, you didn't add in any of your modifiers. So 1, 2, 3... 4, 5, 16 plus 5 is in fact 21. Because that I can math. That's simple enough.
All right,
so you
are
6 over. So 5. So that'll be 3d6 times 5. So 15d6. Yeah. God damn!
That's a critical hit on the building. So.
Yeah, so you light up the turrets that are on top, and you just full zzz, and you start firing off round after round after round. You completely tear off one of the automated turrets that was on top of the building. It is blown up. That light is now destroyed. So the little red light that was going off is destroyed. The other turret is still there, but it's got a couple of bullet dings into it.
Maybe that'll help their next intimidation check.
All right, yeah.
And that's my turn.
Sounds good. Yeah, Calamity, you see T-Bar go on down, grab that cart, starts lifting it up, it's dangling from the bottom, then he pivots, rotates, and full auto fires a heavy machine gun. You're standing there next to all these motorcycles. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm still trying to get in that that bulldozer. Can I use my maker ability to get into this to hotwire this bulldozer?
Maker ability?
Field expertise?
Oh, that is no? To repair something that's broken down.
Okay.
For the check, what you're able to do, it's your basic tech plus, or sorry, it's your tech ability. God, my brain is going stupid. It is your tech plus your security tech, and then it'll be added with your roll ability. So whatever your roll ability for tech is.
So it's 4.
So that'd be 4 plus your tech plus your
security. It would be field expertise.
It would be?
Yeah, that's for any tech check that isn't invention, fabrication.
Or... Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, sorry. That's the specific name that they give to it. Yes. You yeah. add your rank okay. in field expertise to this check. Yes, go for it. So you can add all of those.
Okay. Can I add that plus two that I got from Handsome Jack and use all my luck?
Yep, I'm going to drop in that plus two. Okay, we also still have one from Stink Palm and one left over from my wonderful girlfriend.
Okay, so I'll use that plus two and then plus three luck. So...
All right, so that is 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, you're able to finally, you realize after a moment, it wasn't 0, 0, 0, 0, it was 1, 1, 1, 1. And so you just type that in and it opens up and you're able to get into the vehicle. As the door opens up, you hear the engine itself start turning on. So, and it's running on what seems to be old school diesel. You can see this black smoke coming up from its little stack. But it is now on and you've got it open. You can finish off your turn by climbing into the vehicle or you can do something else.
Strap in, strap in.
All right, so you start climbing into the vehicle. Handsome Jack says, boom. Either that means boom successful or boom, it was a bomb all along. Boom successful. So yeah, you've got yourself a bulldozer now. Domino. You see T-Bar light up that fucking turret, and you see it literally explode. The second one gets dinged up as shit, and you are there behind your car.
I get into my car and I want to assess knowing how my car's reinforced, and I think I would be able to discern this. Do I think that I would be able to drive through that gate?
This is something that nobody had rolled a perception check on. So roll a perception check.
Okay.
You can see that the gate itself, it looks to be kind of like a more old school, like, gate, just a fence kind of gate, one of those automatic ones that rolls back and forth. But one of the things that happened when the shutters came down is you've got those traffic blockers, those metal pipe things that okay. kind of come up from the ground. I don't know if they have those where you're at, but
not driving into those. However, the booth, does it look like it is? Did it look like it was reinforced for somebody driving into it?
I mean, the booth itself looks like it's made out of some concrete. It's got metal shutters on it. It's got turrets. You could do whatever you want, man. This is a sandbox game. Do what you want. Rule of cool, and I'll let you know the horrible. Horrible drawbacks.
Horrible. Let's not ram it.
So what you doing?
I'm gonna shoot
now?
The turret. I'm gonna shoot the turret.
All right. Turret. Go ahead and roll. All right, your attack lands. Go ahead and roll your damage. 16 damage. All right, give me 1 second. Pull that back up. All right, cool. You blast off around. You shoot directly into it. You can see that you have damaged it even further than Chuggy's had. One of them is destroyed. The second one is very, very definitely damaged. Let's see. Pick odd or even.
Even.
It is not facing you. It has turned its way over towards the AV.
Cool.
So our next up is going to be Remy. Remy, you hear that auto fire going off. You hear a small explosion from one of the turrets exploding. You hear Domino blasting off around as well. What are you doing? Not the sound of a grenade blast, though. You don't hear that.
First, hey, if you're not going to use that, can I have it back?
Toss it back.
Also, what are we doing? We'll pull out a shotgun, aim it at the turret, and then realize he forgot to reload it the last time he used it, so he will reload his shotgun.
All right. So, you are reloading. Give me one second. I'm trying to pull this up. There we go. Okay, cool. All right, so you are reloading your shotgun. Our next up is Mojo. Mojo, you're hearing and seeing all the same stuff. What the heck are you doing?
Domino, did you get those pictures from Calamity? Are any of those bikes Mama Snyder's?
Had I got the pictures yet? Oh, and look.
Did you take pictures?
No.
Calamity did.
Calamity didn't.
That's what I'm saying. Did Calamity take pictures?
Yeah. No, I diverted to the bulldozer. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I thought you went straight to the bulldozer instead of taking the pictures. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
You pull out your agent, looking at it. You got one hand pointing at the turret, one hand on the agent, like texting and driving kind of thing, and you don't see any messages. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna shoot that last turret with the shotgun.
All right, go ahead and roll. That's a 45 or something. I don't even know. Go ahead and roll your damage. It's asking me to math, okay? That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to GM blowing shit
it's
up.
A 30 that's even. It's a 30 even.
It's a number. It is an integer above zero. And god damn. All right. So yeah, you. What do you do? You're blasting away this turret.
Calling out to the guy, it's like, your turrets are useless. We actually just want to talk and see the bikes.
All right, go ahead and roll me conversation check. Or, no, persuasion. So, as T-Bar had mentioned, he has a massive disadvantage on this at this point because he has been auto-fired on by a heavy 50 caliber machine gun, a heavy pistol, and a shotgun. So he is taking extreme negatives at this point. And yeah, he also critically failed that.
Less than 16, don't do the math.
I rolled a 1 and then I rolled a 9. So yeah. You say that, and Jack, as your turn comes around, you see the fence starting to rolling back, and the little traffic block is going down. And we are out of initiative. Unless you guys plan on doing something else. I mean,
No. Step out of the car and start walking towards the booth.
That wasn't so difficult, was it? We just want to look at the bikes. And we'll leave you alone.
And I drive in.
You hear some... Jack, you can hear some muffled talking from the other side. Give me a perception check. Mm-hmm. You can see that his little PA speaker got blown off when the little thing was getting attacked. So the little PA speaker is destroyed. His light is gone. There's massive bullet dents on the outside of this little concrete thing, and both of the turrets are actively smoking and sparking, and neither of them are working. But you hear from the other side.
Just walk up and just like knock on it.
You hear knocking back. Like pounding, like
gates are still closed.
No, they opened.
They opened, cool.
Yeah.
Alright. Could have done this without less grenades and bullets. Fine.
And I'm just turning and like stroll into the junkyard.
Alright.
I'm assuming Domino would know what they look like. Would Jack know what the bikes look like as well, in particular?
You had a phone conversation with Dee Dee. I'm not sure if you ever saw them in person.
No. I was trying to think on backstory, but no, you're right. I don't think I have.
At the camp, with
Dee Dee, way back on day one in the camp, where I made instructions between him and Dee Dee, but I don't recall if that was by her bike or
probably not.
Bikes.
Okay. So you might recognize Dee Dee's bike, but I'm not sure. I don't think you would recognize Mama Snyder's bike. Domino, on the other hand, would recognize all of them in a heartbeat.
And I'd be lying to him.
Yeah, so you get that gate rolling open. T-Bar, you see and kind of hear over the sound of your engines, the gate rolls open. Calamity, you also see it opening up. T-Bar and Calamity, what the heck are you guys doing?
I'm going to recall that they asked for some pictures and sent them several pictures of the microcar. Different angles of the microcar.
Of the microcar. Okay. So you hold your agent out and start taking pictures of the microcar.
Yes.
Oh my god. We've got even more drops from Handsome Jack. We've got a wonderful contributor here today. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Handsome Jack.
Yeah, you've literally covered most of my team at this point. You gave Logar and you gave Johnny Drop, and then you gave Ram, who actually is one of the people who applied. You gave one to Stink Palm. You gave one to my girlfriend and one to Captain Mark. So you pretty much have like funded everybody. So thank you. Thank you a lot. You guys are inside. T-Bar, you send out all those pictures. Calamity, what are you doing?
Depending on whether or not I should freaking bulldoze that office anyway.
Yes, you should.
Sure, why not?
No.
Do it.
No.
Dead man walking.
All right, so you're going to use the bulldozer and turn it around and
I'm going to drive it straight into that that office.
So, Handsome Jack, you were who was that earlier asking if my players were being murder hobos? Yes.
Here you go.
You have a literally defenseless, morbidly obese man stuck in a small space trying to manage his own business with people attempting to threaten him and now being murdered by one of our players. Yes.
I'm just saying he fucked around and now he's going to find out.
Yeah.
It's his fault. To borrow an American phrase. Let's do it.
All right.
Calamity makes her drive check.
Yes. So
plows through
that's
the
what I was about to ask. You roll your drive check. You start up that thing. It's going, and you're like, I can totally freaking do this.
Is it anywhere near the bikes?
It was right next to our motorcycles. You immediately jam forward one of the little levers on there. assuming it meant forward and it meant turn, and it starts plowing through the motorcycles directly in front of you. Go ahead and roll 6d6 damage.
Let's Sorry, Domino.
Oh, it's the best.
Hold on.
Five D six, six. Okay, there we go. You're asking me to do math. Cut it out.
21. 21.
That I could do. Yes. 20 something. So you.
What? 21.
Whatever. What? It's above. It's an integer above zero. That's what counts. So your integer 70, above zero. Know. It could be 400. 66 can totally achieve 400 at this point. You know, what is math? Non-Euclidean geometry. There we go. Let's do non-Euclidean geometry. That's how it all feels to me. It's all the same. 21. So as you turn over this vehicle, what happens is there's a couple of like heavy motorcycles there. There's a couple of sports bikes. There's a couple of scooters all kind of mixed into this little area. And you literally crush about two or three of the scooters that are there. They are flattened down to just about nothing as you just drag these tiny forks in the front. You start damaging a couple of the road bikes. It scratches on the wheels and stuff. But you're able to stop as you see the havoc that you are wreaking on this pile of vehicles at this point that you've just kind of pushed into a little corral. And you just kind of stop.
Get out, so, yeah. Out, turn it off, get out, now, oh, fuck, okay.
This is what happens when you roll scooters, 400.
Scooters deserve that, the bikes don't, they're okay, okay.
This smile's in character as well. Okay. Yeah, just standing there like,
this is nothing. Amazing.
Running all at the same time, Jack. All right.
And I roll down the window. I lean out and I say, "Move the bikes, because I'm gonna freaking run that office just, over." Still, no.
I will stand help you down with that in a minute, but
Clemmy, stand down.
Yeah, so why? They're all freaking out. You're up clear. In there having fun with your mayhem and destruction. A little piece of both you and Remy dies inside a bit as a tech is destroying tech.
I am
all right.
Car as far out of the path of this
possible. Go back. No.
I lean out the window, party poopers, and I jump out.
Domino, I hate to be a buzzkill, mate, but you started this. Well, you and Rent-A-Cop over there. Pulling guns out and shoot. What do you think was going to happen?
I didn't do that. I was going to, but Mojo beat me to it. But I digress. Let me see if these bikes are what we need. And I took a look at the bikes.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a perception check to see through the mayhem and calamity that Calamity has caused with her mayhem. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is where we are going to take our bio break. Got 12. We're going to take our bio break real quick. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between in just a couple of minutes. Hang tight, and we will see, are these the Snyder bikes? Or is this just fantasy? See you all in a few. Lights are hot, folks, so feel free to chat, feel free to go on your breaks, whatever you need to do. Bye.
Yeah, I'm in.
Time to run a square of my puppet.
Calamity is, in fact, Wreck-It Ralph, yes. Alright, so our mics are hot. If you guys want to chat, go for it. I'm going to step away. I'll be right back. Bio break and coffee time.
See that link that Bob just dropped in there. That's the Kickstarter kicked off. The set looks fantastic. There's a dice tower, the dice boxes, the dice, the magnetic based miniatures. It looks like a fantastic set. So definitely go check that out. It looks fantastic. I really love this one. And the dice sets are really cool too, because they are the perfect cyberpunk grid. 5 or 6 D6 and 2 D10s, which is basically anything you'll ever need. So it's a really perfect cyberpunk set. The official cyberpunk grid dice is only like 4 D6. This set is better. Plus, they look more legible than the official set, in my personal opinion. So, I'm not sure who designed those dice, but good job on the design. It's legible. And great job to Rob and crew for making a set that is more usable. Can't disagree with you, Handsome Jack. Cannot disagree with you. We are still under halfway on that pledge goal for the Kickstarter. We need to get that moving. So even if you're not able to commit to a pledge at this time, please share out that link. There's probably someone in your friend circle that would really want these. I haven't purchased it myself because I can't decide which level I can afford and also want. Because I want them all, but I cannot afford the 110 or even the 80, honestly.
So, given how long I've known Mama the Snyders, I think that even with the 12, I'll be able to tell if the bikes are theirs or not.
So, I'm actually kind of hoping that they're not, but I'm assuming that they are.
Yeah. Because if they're not, and if they're not theirs, then we know that they're out there still somewhere. But if they are theirs, then they're either dead or captured.
Yeah.
Just a slight close call with them, huh?
It's a bad 6 days. 66 plus 2 beta. I want to see us hit the 10,000 stretch goal because I want the Nomad. That's the main I want.
Mm. Right.
Didn't you order all of them, or I only got two of them.
I have not ordered yet because I have not figured out what is both in my price range and what I want to get.
I don't yet
because there's in the last month and a half I've done 4 Kickstarters.
Uh-huh.
And one of them came out just before this one released, which it's the newest Kickstarter by the same company that did the Combat Zone game Kickstarter that I was in.
Uh-huh.
And I had to throw in on that one because
Borderlands?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Even if I don't play that game, those miniatures will be great for both Necromunda and Combat Zone and Tabletop Red tabletop games. And
yeah, I think I'm even going to go with 50 out of the 80 pledge, which is all the minis, the dice tower, the case, and one set of dice. Or, I don't know. From there, I don't know if I can drop 80 right now, but...
I went with 2 minis and a set of dice, and 2 pairs of the upgraded arms for the minis.
Mm. I like that the $12,000 stretch goal is the 2d20, so that, you know, you can use the set also then with, like, the 2d20 gem and the 2d20 fallout, that Seven Nation is also behind. Seven Nation and Sensu. So, I think that's pretty awesome. And matching 2d20s for your other games. That's only if they hit the stretch goal. So, push, push, push.
me 1 second, sir.
There. All right, I'm back. Okay, bio break is over. Overlay is up. All right, so really quick, yeah. Vampire Bites is talking about it, and I'm going to drop that link again because I desperately want this thing to get funded because I've already dropped in a decent little chunk of cash on the wonderful, wonderful designs that were put together by Cybernation Uncensored for the Kickstarter. And just to show it off really quick, because I absolutely love the designs, premium cyberpunk uncensored, or cybernationuncensored.com. Let's follow that. Going on to the wonderful Kickstarter. Let's see. You guys can see on here who we are, Cybernation Uncensored. That's who we are running through. And the Kickstarter is absolutely excellent because it has a bunch of different pieces to it. First and foremost, you've got our Fixer. And my girlfriend actually wants to order this up for herself so that she can get a design for her silver. We've also got the Rocker. We've got Lawmen, Netrunners, Solos. And we have both dice towers, which are freaking awesome with these interchangeable front panels. And we have amazing dice sets. And yeah, I love all of them. The readability on them are fantastic. So my favorite is this guy right down here because I would love to use this with my my Fallout game as well. And for the Cyberpunk game, I think the red and black looks wonderful. We also have what they call the ammo case or the dice case. It's really sweet. And there, of course, are stretch goals. And I want them stretch goals. So let's get it funded. If you are out there and you are looking for an awesome little gift set for folks in your life that you love, give them some dice. Give them some figurines. And of course, if we can, let's hit them stretch goals because I want these D20s. Those look amazing. So that being said, absolutely love this. I'm hoping that everybody can check that out. Hopefully jump on that. And we are here in our, our pile of two-wheeled vehicles, partially destroyed by our tech attempting to make a driving check in a bulldozer. And we have Domino coming on up and checking out those vehicles. And amongst the rubble of vehicles and pieces, you do in fact see that one of the motorcycles mixed among them is one of the cruisers, the Snake Nation logo on the side, that looks exactly like the vehicle of D.D. Snyder.
Son of a bitch. Right. We need to find a cargo pallet because we're not leaving here without these bikes. And he's already got the car hooked up to his tow thing. So, this is DD's.
That's what I was afraid of.
Is there a flatbed around? Flatbed trailer?
Cargo container? Flatbed pallet? Shipping pallet?
Yeah, starting to look around for to load these into.
Yeah.
At minimum.
We should make it quick, because, I mean, I got a feeling
that button he pressed.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have just been an emergency light for himself.
Right.
There's certainly people coming.
Then I'll do a quick assessment of the bike. Are we able to get it up and running?
So for you, go ahead and give me a tech check, and for Remy, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Land vehicle tech?
Land vehicle tech, yes, please. 20, and Remy, an 11. Remy, you're mentioning that, but you see mostly just dust and dirt getting kicked up by the engines of the AV3. Domino, you are inspecting the bike, and you can see that it was one of the ones damaged by our bulldozing efforts going on here, but it looks like it may still be able to run.
All right. In that case,
I can drive. I can ride it back.
Yeah, Mojo, can you ride the bike back, and I'll get in the car, and we can bounce.
All right.
Shotgun.
Let's skedaddle.
All right, so we've got Remy jumping in the passenger seat. We've got Domino going back into his car. Jack, where are you going? Are you going to go on the motorcycle? Are you going to go in the car? Are you going to jump into the AV?
In the car.
All right, car it is. Calamity, what are you doing?
The AV's still on.
The bulldozer back with us?
Oh. No, I'm going to see if I can hotwire one of these motorcycles.
Go ahead and roll me your field expertise. All right. And I also need Mojo to also roll a basic tech check because you don't have field expertise. Trying to get
land
that motorcycle.
Land vehicle.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Do we have any plus twos?
Let me check in chat if we've got any left. Yes, we do have plus twos. One here from Stink.
I 100% need that.
And can I give Mojo an assist?
Yeah, sure.
I've got a whopping base 5 in my...
So we got a 25 from Domino. So Mojo, you start trying to fiddle around with it, and you're unable to get it started, but you've got Domino walking up, and he just kind of puts his hand down onto the ignition, pulls a couple of wires together, it starts up. Calamity,
I can drive it, I just can't work on it.
Yeah, Calamity, you're able to walk up to one of the higher low, pick.
Low.
You're able to walk up to one of the scooters that looks like it's still in somewhat operable condition. Do you want to try and get that started up? You get a 15?
I'm not wanting a scooter. I was wanting a motorcycle. So I just wait. I just see if I can jump in the AV.
All right. Go ahead and jump into the AV. Your stunt with the bulldozer did quite a bit of damage to the vehicles there. So scooter was available, motorcycle was not. We've got Mojo driving out with that motorcycle. Domino jumping back in the car. You're jumping back in the AV, and T-Bar, you have that little microcar just dangling from the bottom like a little toy keychain as you are flying back. Are you going to stick with Domino, or are you going to blaze on ahead?
Slightly ahead, but not too far ahead.
Forward aerial scout?
Yeah, basically just scouting slightly ahead.
All right. Calamity and T-Bar, both of you please give me a perception check. T-Bar is very distracted by the thought of his cocaine waiting for him at the base. Very much so needing that fix because it's been a couple hours. Calamity, on the other hand, sharp senses. You notice as you guys are taking off that there are several ground vehicle cars coming towards the scrapyard. So you see that there are several ground vehicle cars coming that way. And Domino, as you are pulling out towards, with Mojo, you guys are pulling out towards the exit, you can see that the fence has now closed and those blockers are back up.
Son of a bitch.
Bulldozer.
Do it. Quick assessment, is there any, I'll make a perception, is there anything that looks like I can use it as a ramp?
Make a perception check.
Yeah. Bulldozer.
Pick high or low?
High.
You do, in fact, see what looks to be one of those loading vehicles where they kind of pull the cars up and then they tilt it back up. It is in the down position.
Buckle up. And yeah, I'm going to try to jump it.
All right, give me a driving check. You got in the wrong vehicle. And Mojo, you see him hitting the gas, swerving over to the side, and his, what do you call it, station wagon, majestically flies through the air and comes down. Looking like the general lead. Yeah, looking majestic. So, majestic as fuck.
The fencing that's not where the gate is, mm-hmm. It's just fencing, right?
It is a gate, yeah. It is just a fence gate.
I'm ignoring the road and looking at... You know what, fuck it. I'm going to go over the ramp, Joe.
I'm just going to follow Domino. Fuck go it. Ahead and roll me a driving check.
I don't suppose there's any more plus twos.
There is another plus two from my girlfriend, yes.
I'm gonna take that one.
All right. Majestic as fuck, we have this land whale of a station wagon flying majestically over there, and then this heavy duty cruiser going up above it as well, and both of you come back down onto the ground, and we are off to a roll. Both of you driving are able to make it, and we've got, of course, our AV that didn't even have to bother with that. You're just kind of like, you can do the same thing in your sleep at this point, T-Bar. You've rolled like, I think you made it a 39 once already.
A 42 once.
42. There we go. Meaning of life, the universe, and everything. So you know you could upschool them if you wanted to. Do you want to do so? Do you want to try and make a fancy check too to show off up in the air?
Yeah.
All right.
I will swoop down and also go off the ramp.
If you can, hold on one second before you make the roll.
My jump the ramp.
Yeah, before you make the roll, if you beat a 26, I will give you something special. So go for it. You drop down, start going up that ramp. You beat a 26. You got a 29. You fly majestically through the air. You make the Mai-Mai look like it's doing its own little thing. And all of you flying up, you can very, very clearly see that that your Mai-Mai is, in fact, a souped-up Mai-Mai as it's going along the ramp. You can see it's got its own suspension in there, and on top of that, it looks like there might be some goods that somebody had left stored inside the Mai-Mai itself. So you majestically, as all of that shit is jiggling around in the back, you all fly off, and you guys start heading back towards the camp. Just about a minute later, because we got an amazing perception check by our Calamity, those cops arrive at this location to discover a very fucked up booth, a closed gate, nobody inside, and a bulldozer still on that has completely crushed down several scooters and a motorcycle. So they arrive to an empty space. So a lot of you head back towards your camp. What are you guys doing? You guys, about an hour later, you guys all arrive at the camp.
We, hour and a half easily later, we would have taken, I would have driven, like, done a little backtracking, make sure that our trail couldn't be followed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just letting you know, you guys got a clean getaway there. They did not see you guys leave because they were all ground cars. So, Booyang Danchin. Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, so you guys got away. What are you all doing? You have arrived back at the camp.
Alright. we need to find the Snyders.
Yeah.
We need to find out if they're dead.
So,
or
we also need to out Edacor their treachery.
Do
I? Nomads are not. Other than what we just did, nomads are not riding around through town shooting the place up like Metacor's is saying. Now, what we just did kind of proves their point for them. I'm not going to deny that. But we need proof that Metacor's behind this.
Yep.
Oh, damn. Why don't we tell them we were from Metacor?
What do we know about their operation? They've just popped up out of nowhere.
So, if we look at Bear's map, something just came to me. That line of hits.
Yep.
Which is the red triangles.
Yep.
Go right back, leading to Origin.
Yep.
So, I think we're going out to sea.
Should we check out one of these exclamations first? There's one just a little north of here.
Yeah. Let's investigate the hit sites.
Calamity and T-Bar, I swear to God, trouble. Before the thought even crosses your mind, no. No.
Oh no, what?
I could see the gears turning.
Oh God, no.
Viva.
Well, I think I would mention that at this point. Like, all that sounds well and good, but we're starting to run a little low on cash here, and we need to do something. I got stuff I need to buy, and we're running out of money. Saving all these people and investigating shit sounds real good, but okay. I'm not a rocket.
You try to go get a job when nomads, as a whole,
I'm not talking about getting a regular job. I'm sure there's still somebody that needs services, and
yeah, but that's just it. They're not going to trust the nomads anymore because Metacor has been shitting all over our names.
I don't think it'll be that bad.
I mean, if you got connections,
somebody always needs something.
If you got connections, let's find a gig. I absolutely. We need more money, but I think clearing up our names is going to help us get gigs faster.
I know someone personally, but either we need to go into a city, or I'll look to maybe Jack. Do you know somebody here in Phoenix or Vegas?
Thank God.
San Diego.
Vegas.
Jack, go ahead and roll me your charismatic impact.
There's a lot of dead open space between Tucson and San Antonio.
So Jack does, in fact, know somebody. And go ahead and roll me a 1d2.
A 1D, what was that? You cut off
1D2.
Flip a coin.
Roll a coin.
Roll a coin. My roll 20 is acting up. I'll
pick hold on. Some of the roll stuff. Roll 1D2. Sorry, I'll roll
a D4 and.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm clicking in the chat window and the thing's not coming up, but yeah.
God okay, damn yeah, it. So you know somebody up Vegas. In Las Vegas who might be able to provide you with some work.
Hey.
Hang on. The electrons are firing. I think.
And then he turns a big old grin and he points towards Calamity and T-Bar.
You two are gonna fucking love this.
I smell.
I'd love there to be the point where we just slam cut to us on the driving up the strip.
Well,
unless anyone's got
it's 8:30, yeah. So we have a half hour to plan, and then Capricious has a week to plan Vegas. Yeah. I don't think we need to go to Vegas tonight as a group. I think we have a half hour to plan, and then we'll wrap it in, 9 Eastern. And
okay.
Entire week to plan for what happens in Vegas.
I did plan for the possible eventuality that you absolute deviants would make your way. So I already have some stuff prepped. Up to y'all.
All right.
Let's
make the call, Jack.
Hey.
We'll go to Vegas. We'll go see a man about a dog. I'll see if I can sneak in a duet with Wayne Newton. And hopefully we can get some more cash and get out of town.
Wait a minute. Is that backcountry?
So I've heard. We definitely can't stop there.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to regret this.
Mojo, who do you think we should leave in charge here since we're going? I don't want to nominate Callie because she's kind of got her hands full with making sure medical stuff is taken care of.
Well, we've got those two rookies that Jack helped get up to speed. We've got my two lieutenants here. Rule by committee, just like we do.
Done. Yeah, that sounds good.
So the two lieutenants that are trained up from the 12 people and the two backup. And have run the camp while we're gone doing missions.
Then does anybody need to do anything before we get on the road to Vegas?
Before we even go, I think Jack should make a call and make sure that we've got something waiting for us.
Let's do that. I'm gonna go over. Hey, if you would bring that bike with me and let's go over to the techs and see if they can get it ready hopefully if we're ready for Dee Dee's return.
Oh yeah, I almost forgot. I need to check this new car out.
I thought I saw some stuff rattling around back in the back.
What's
in the car?
What's in the box? Who would like to make our vehicle tech check to repair up the motorcycle?
Oh, well.
Not it.
Vehicle tech?
Yeah, to repair the motorcycle. That's the repair, right? The relevant vehicle tech check. Yeah, 20. You're good. You realize that the cut on the side of the gas tank was that came from the front forks of the bulldozer. The cut on the side of the gas tank was only about a centimeter deep. It doesn't puncture all the way into the gas tank, but if Mojo had driven a little bit too crazily, like jumping off a ramp, it could have caused a gas leak. But luckily, Mojo didn't do anything crazy like that, because Mojo is too sane for those kinds of things. But you realize that it'll take you probably the rest of the day to get that fixed up, and then it should be good to go.
I'm going to, once I assess what those fixes are, then I'm going to tell our Nomad techs, hey, can you get this done to make sure that it's polished? And I'm going to pass it off to them.
All right. And T-Bar, in the meantime, while he's fixing up that motorcycle and the techs are working on cleaning it up and making it all polished, T-Bar, go ahead and roll me a 1d6, please. A one. All right. So, inside of the back of that micro car, the what do you call it? The Mai-Mai? Little two seater.
Mai-Mai.
Yeah.
You find in the back of there, there is a duffel bag that had been bouncing around in the back. You find one stack of 900 eddies and a second stack of 80 eddies, as well as a disposable cell phone, four packs of kibble, 60 meters of rope, a collapsible shovel, some duct tape, and you also find amidst all of that a unloaded medium handgun.
Is that kibble some of the new clamnog kibble?
You find dried out clamnog kibble. Yes, it says New England's best kibble. Clam nog.
Quite gross.
So it was 980 eddies, 4 days kibble, and a medium handgun, a collapsible shovel.
Yep, 60 meters of rope, and a disposable cell phone.
that is a suspect bag. That's what I'm going to say. What?
Anything you don't need, T-Bar, we should just... donate
Dex,
to the new pack.
Dexter's bug out bag. Sounds
well, Dexter was on one of the bikes. That's Stevie's brother.
The 900,
different Dexter.
The 980 eddies.
Yep.
I will. I don't know if I actually want to split it evenly, but
well, it's all in ones, so unmarked ones. So you got a stack.
Non-sequential unmarked ones.
Yeah, you got a stack.
Now, this bag probably came from Vegas, by the sounds of it.
So yes. I will give everyone 150 eddies, and then I will give
I think, yeah.
So I'll take off 600, so I kept 380.
And don't forget, you also have the disposable cell phone, the clamnog kibble, rope, collapsible shovel.
But if it's all in ones, when I give them the 150 eddies, I do it by making it rain.
Getting ready for Vegas, are you?
Yeah.
Let's go to Vegas!
Well, these are for the strippers in Vegas. I got you. Thank you. Yeah, anything out of that pack, out of that stash that you need, that's all you. And then just deliver the rest of it. Family supplies.
Yeah, I imagine. I don't know what I would need with a shovel and rope at the moment, but I'll just throw them in the back of a vehicle or something. The AV, I don't know. Okay. And the handgun, I guess I would give to somebody. I don't know. Maybe start a gun collection for arming these fellow pack members.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
In the armory.
So just toss the gun at some random passerby, like it.
Yeah, whoever they said was in charge, I just throw them the gun and told them to shoot anyone if they don't listen to them.
All right. That would be Maxwell and Jody. So they just kind of look at
the two lieutenants from.
Right. Yeah, the two lieutenants. Right. Yeah. They just kind of look at you like, all right. And they just kind of look at the little handgun, and Maxwell pulls out his very heavy handgun, and he's like, I mean, if you say so, puts away the very heavy handgun, slides it back.
Max.
You don't want to shoot him with the big gun the first time. I mean, you don't want to kill everyone. That's why you use a small gun to make for enforcing the rules.
Small gun to enforce the rule, big gun to give the punishment. Got it. Yes, sir. He just kind of
Max, you've been riding with us long enough. You know the way. Max, you've been riding with us long enough. You know the real way things go. Just take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I know. And you see him
by committee.
Oh shit. We got some Raiders in here. I just saw it right now. Oh my goodness. Hi, Raiders. Lollygaggers, thank you very much for coming on in. We've got some insanity going on here. Sorry, I did not notice that until right now. Maxwell looks over. He's like, yeah, I know how we do things. And you see him pull out like a riding crop. He's like, I usually just use this. I call her Bocephalus.
There you go.
And he starts walking away, riding crop and medium handgun in hand. We've got finally on here, Jack. Jack, what are you doing? Can you make your phone call?
Yeah.
So you make your phone call, and this is actually what we'll end off on. So before we do this, then you guys start riding off into the sunset. Is there anything anybody wanted to do before we close out the session?
Maybe see if Callie has some speed heal.
Some speed heal? Are you okay?
You're still injured?
What?
I was very injured. I only healed to, 26.
We had 3 days of healing.
Yeah, 3 days of rest.
Oh, I thought because I was doing...
That's three times body.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be all right. Everybody should be pretty much mostly healed.
Cool.
Because you also healed over those nights that you slept.
Yeah,
that brought me out of critical. I didn't know I was still healing when I was doing the repairs.
Yeah, you heal when you sleep. Get a full night's sleep, you heal up your body. And if you take it easy during the day, then you get an additional body. You still need that speed heal?
Nope.
All right, cool. Anybody else? All right, so you dial up a phone number that you kind of remember in the back of your mind. You're like, I knew this other, well, not really rocker boy, but I knew this K-pop artist. He's up in Vegas, maybe? I think he left Night City, I'm not sure. And you start dialing the number, very vaguely you recall. And after a couple of rings, you hear a click on the other end of the line, and you hear some very, very heavy static.
Hello?
You hear from the other side, just like, Jack, is that you?
Yes.
So the person that you called up, we're going to be dropping that in just a second. The person that you called up on the other end of the line, it sounds incredibly grainy. It sounds like they're going through some kind of weird issue with a call. Pretty much like if you were driving through a tunnel, and you hear from the other end of the line, it's like, Jack, it's Azrael. Need help. Nobody found. And you start hearing more crackling on the other side of the line.
You want to repeat that, mate? Are you in orbit or something? Where are you?
You hear very, very heavy static again, and not orbit, and then you hear stuck online.
From my memories of this person, mm-hmm. Did they dabble in net running at all?
They did not dabble in net running. This person was a performer who came from overseas. Azrael Knox previously performed what could only be described as K-pop but went missing about a month or so ago. You hadn't really checked in with them in a while. They were a big up-and-coming artist you'd heard that was performing in Night City in L.A., and they were slowly making their way out of the city.
Oh, start doing the math about how much an up-and-coming artist like that would be worth to the court, like, to get him back again. What are you doing, like, dollar sign, like, lads, I may well have found ourselves a cash cow.
Cool.
And from the line, get me out of Patrick and you hear the line drop, and you see a address pop up on your phone, a ping in downtown Las Vegas.
Well, all right. Maybe Las Vegas it is.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going to end our session. Viva Las Vegas. So, folks, we are closing out here. We're going to do our closing outroduction. So, Violent Neon, go ahead and start us off. Switch over
from I am Violent Neon, your resident driving nomad who sometimes flies his car. And you can find me here every Saturday. And all the rest of the time, you can find me on Cyber Nation Uncensored's Discord at Violent Neon.
Thank you, thank you. And Vampire Bites.
I'm Vampire Bites. I've been playing the lawman turned motorcycle nomad, Mojo. You can find me right here every Saturday night that we play. And occasionally hanging out in the streams all over the place and Discords all over the place. And once in a while on my own channel.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Johnny Drop.
I'm Johnny Drop. I've been playing your tech, Remy Johnson, this evening, and you can find me here every Friday and Saturday night. You can also find me lurking over on the Cyber Nation Uncensored Discord, and if you'd like, you can check out my SoundCloud at Arcs.
Thank you, thank you. Raven?
Hey, everyone. I've had the pleasure of playing your solo slash tech and current agent of chaos. You can find me all over the internet at Doña Trece Cuervo. You can see me here every Saturday for a Cyber Nation Uncensored Cyberpunk Goes Nomad, and every Friday for Fallout Asia. Thank you.
Chuggy, go for it.
I'm Chuggy, Chuggy305 here on Twitch, and I was playing T-Bar tonight on the Sunday and Monday. You can catch me on my own channel doing D&D stuff.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Captain Mark?
Yeah, Captain Mark 87 on Discord. You can find me here on Friday playing Fallout Asia, and come back next week to see us run around in a wolf pack chasing strippers and cocaine. And then Sunday, see me over at twitch.tv/heroesintheory for D&D.
All right, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, I have been GM Capricious Nature. Please, please, please don't forget to tune back in. We will be back next week on both Friday and Saturday. Don't forget to check out CyberNationUncensored.com for all of your supplement needs. You can join us as well on the Kickstarter at premium.CyberNationUncensored.com. We will see all of you next week, and hopefully very soon, if we can get that Kickstarter funded, we will see all of you with your own figurines and dice collections. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody in between, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Adios. Cyber Nation Uncensored.